Blog Talk Radio.
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted, and I never could confront it for it, 'cause they pick up for me. If I were
often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on The Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity. When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on thelovezoneusa.com.
Good evening and happy Monday, everyone. This is the Love Zone USA, listening to the Girlfriend Network. Tonight we have such a wonderful topic. Since we are all about love, tonight we're going to be talking about the most special love. It's going to be a Mother's Day special. And I would love to welcome my co-hosts, Tahira and Nicone. Are you there, Nicone? Hello?
I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Happy early Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We also have a lovely guest coming and joining us later. It's going to be a wonderful comedian, Cadillac Lewis. She is from Houston, Texas, and she's going to tell us all about how she's combining comedy and poetry and touring all over the country. So that's going to be great coming up soon. But like I said, it's an early Mother's Day special because the best kind of love is the one we get from our mothers. And I just want to say, Nicone, I admire you so much, especially because you're – I think you're definitely the hottest mom that I know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I try.
How have you been? It's been a couple weeks.
Yes, I'm great. I'm exhausted. I'm excited. It's so much going on, and I'm just trying to keep up with everything. So, oh, my goodness, girl, I just need some sleep.
Any exciting news you have to share?
Well, first of all, you know, I love talking about Enoken Fitness. Enoken Fitness is doing very good, so good that I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed, but that's a good thing. So, and I got booked for a reality show.
Ooh.
I don't have a lot of details yet. I'm still waiting to hear. I was told we're going to start shooting in May, and I actually really know these people well. I went to school with them, and just some amazing things have happened in their lives, and they're going to bring me into this project. And it's not ratchet or anything like that. It's dealing with relationships and love. And so we're going to see what happens. Everybody keeps your fingers crossed for me. Hopefully I'll know more soon. So
yes, so, of course. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
So charisma.
I'm glad to hear that it's not ratchet. I mean, I'm a little disappointed because I do love the ratchetness. But
I do too, as long as it's not me. So,
exactly.
You know.
We love to watch the ratchetness.
Exactly. So what's new with you, little lady?
I've been doing really well. I've still been doing my podcast, Miraculous Mondays, which everyone can find on Mixcloud.com. If they just search Karishma Thomas and Miraculous Mondays, and it's been going really great. There's been some exciting projects that are coming up that I can't just talk about yet, but a little hint is that I'm going to be diving into more in front of the camera rather than behind the microphone on the radio.
Yes.
So people will be able to see more of me and hear me as well. So that's kind of what I've been up to. I feel like whenever, you know, spring and summer comes around, it's such a great time to be outside. There's so many – I feel like everyone comes out of, like, their hibernation. So many more projects, so many more opportunities are there. And people just want to be outside. They want to meet. They want to network. They want to do things. So it's been it's been good. I've been doing really well, and I'm so excited about this week's topic for Mother's Day, because I also want to give a shout out to my amazing mom, who is the most phenomenal woman I know. You know, single mom, really cool, because, you know, she was living the life in America, making grills and chains for rappers based in St. Louis, like Chingy and Jig.
Wow.
So,
get out.
Yeah, you know, she was quite the hustler. She actually introduced me to the whole kind of rap scene growing up, because she kind of started this business, started making jewelry, and was doing, it was when grills were hot, you know. I was like
preteen
at the time, and it was, grills were the hottest thing, and I've been seeing it kind of make their comeback, and I'm like, oh, I'm telling her she's in India right now, and she needs to come back and get back to that jewelry business. But that's what I love.
Yes.
There's so many amazing businesses started by these amazing moms just like you. I love Jessica Alba's whole honesty line. What do you think about that? Like, all these amazing businesses made by these wonderful moms who have to balance all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you have to balance parenting and doing all
yes.
this stuff at home, being with your child, and mm-hmm. making sure that you're doing your own career and starting phenomenal businesses.
Absolutely. And it's hard. Like, owning your own business is really, really hard, because me as the CEO, I got to stay on top of everything, you know, and I'm all about quality and packaging my stuff and making sure it's pretty. I'm such a perfectionist, so, and I'm very hard on myself. But I just got to be on top of everything, from the financials to the ordering to the quality of my product. It's so, so much, you know. In fact, before we got on the air, I was actually in the lab. I call my basement the lab, because that's where I design and, you know, I do all my clothing. So you guys have to check it out. I have these hot print T-shirts, and people are going bonkers over them, and I'm like a little overwhelmed. So I'm in the lab with a couple of my staff, and we're churning out some tees right now.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
I'm just keeping it real, you know, my home. I also use, you know, as my space to provide clothing and design, and so I don't know. I need sleep, I need food. It's crazy, but I'm really, really enjoying it. And as you guys know, that's only one aspect of my life. I still model, I still act, I still, you know, I'm in the gym, I'm still training. That's picked up. I got so many people asking me now to train them. I don't know what I'm gonna do, guys. I need help. I need advice on how to juggle my time. Oh, my God. Or I need an assistant. I don't know. But we'll figure it out, right? So.
I always wonder, especially I feel like with a lot of these celebrity moms now, they're starting businesses after having their children. Like Jessica Biel just opened up a new business in California, and it's kind of like this market, and they have food and shops and all these different things coming together. And she just had her baby a few years ago. So usually you think, especially when it comes to celebrities, you think, oh, they get married. With the women, it's always this kind of double standard, right? It's like, oh, they get married, they do this, and then they kind of just retire and relax. And, you know,
right.
or even with music artists, like, oh, they don't go on tour anymore. But it's like they bring the kids with them. They do everything. And it's phenomenal. And I think it's really important to have that balance, because, of course, children are so important. But you always have to be true to yourself as well and keep doing what you love. And I think there always is a way to balance things. I think it can get crazy and difficult. And I know, I mean, it must have been, because you've been acting and modeling and doing all this stuff. I can only imagine what it's like, because I know for my mom, and I'm an only child, and I think I was a handful. And when I look back at it, I'm like, oh, you don't even realize when you're having like those tantrums or like just being a brat for no reason kind of thing, just because you feel like it. And
Exactly.
Oh, my poor mom had to deal with that because it's
fun
for no reason. Like, I just couldn't go to the movies that night or something.
Yeah, that's true. But see, for me, I put everything on hold. I was acting and modeling when I was in my 20s, and I had my son at a young age. I was 19. So as he got older and he got involved in his things, basketball, soccer, my modeling picked up, but my son expressed some concern about me not being home. that mm-hmm. much. So I put everything on hold. I put the brakes on everything, and I just rocked with my son. You know, I was fortunate enough to send him to private school. From there, he went to college. And once he got into college was when I started to pursue acting and modeling again. So mm-hmm. It's a little easier right now as far as me versus other women because my son is grown. So, mm-hmm. I don't have as much responsibility as far as, you know, taking care because my son's a grown man, but he still lives at home with me. So he's still a pain in the butt. And, you know, but other than that, you know, he can basically rock on his own, which is great. But, oh, my goodness, to try to do all of this when he was young and very dependent on me, really, I just don't think I could have as a single mother. So it's so hard. So,
no, definitely. And I think, you know, what do you think about it when celebrities like, so Beyonce, you know, of course, has come out with Lemonade, which we definitely to talk about because that has been the hottest topic for the past couple
yes,
weeks.
Yes, it has. Karishma, I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence because, like, we get crazy, and first of all, we assume that she really is talking about her and Jay-Z. We don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
A lot of people get sucked in. I personally believe it's a way to make money. She just started her tour. What about mm-hmm. a way to get attention to her tour and her album's dropping? And do you really think Jay-Z was not involved with this or did not know? Jay-Z is a very smart businessman. So, you know, even though if she is talking about him, you best believe Jay-Z was fully in on what she was doing. It's no surprise. So, I don't know. I just think we get sucked in into these celebrities' lives and relationships. And a lot of times, it ain't what we think it is. You know, so
definitely.
How do you feel? What do you think? Is it just me?
I definitely think it is. I don't think Jay-Z is cheating, and I think this is one of the biggest things because they all bring it back. They're like, oh, you know, it goes from this to that. But when Beyonce is talking about something, it's always something different. So for the longest time after Formation came out, everyone was like, oh, hot sauce in her pocket, blah blah blah. And then you see in Lemonade that she's actually talking about her baseball bat. And,
right.
You know, it's very creative and calculated. Everything is one after the other. It's kind of a flow. And they released it on Tidal, which is, of course, mm-hmm. Jay-Z's company that a lot of people haven't really been feeling. It's not like iTunes, which everyone has. Everyone kind of goes to Apple. People haven't really been going into Tidal like that.
Right. You're
and
right.
So it's like, okay, it released on Tidal. It made Tidal the number one app. And I feel like Beyonce and Jay-Z are probably just laughing about it because people are assuming
exactly.
this. They want to know more about Beyonce's life. And, you know, the Beehive is crazy and huge. And they will support her in anything she does.
Yeah.
So I think that, mm-hmm. and a lot of people were just curious, like, oh, what is this? Oh, you know, the whole drama behind it. I really don't believe it. I think it was great.
Right.
I think she looked great. I think the songs were beautiful, but I really don't think that there's any truth to it. I mean, if you think about it, I don't think Beyonce's songs are truly about her in that sense, because when Single Ladies came out, she was already married.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True.
It's a lot of
right.
a lot of anthems, and I truly think that, I don't know, I was reading an article about the Beyonce's unofficial biography that's coming out, and the author was saying that he doesn't believe that Beyonce would be that kind of woman who would just put up with, you know, infidelity. And I kind
right.
of agree. I think she's a strong woman, and she, you know, she knows. I think she would have been smart about it. She married Jay-Z. You know, they have Blue Ivy. They have a child. They have a family together. And I don't think she would just put up with him kind of having Rachel Roy as, like, a side chick kind of
right.
thing.
Exactly.
You know, so I think she's very about, and I don't think she would do that to her, you know, child by being like, oh, you know, we're going to put all our information on blast like that. She is so private. She barely does interviews. Really
right.
never. I mean, when was the last time you can even
True.
Really remember
You're so
it?
Right.
Off the top
I
of your
can't
head.
Think
so,
of it.
So that's why people just, you know, have these theories that they go with and they run with it because they want to feel closer to Beyonce. They want to feel like they know more about her. And, you know, some, like, there was a scene where, you know, she shows, like, how she when she was pregnant, you see Blue Ivy a lot more. So they automatically assume everything is about her personal life. But I think it could just be a story that she's telling, and it doesn't necessarily have to be her story.
I agree.
Yeah, I think they're a very smart family, and I think that
Absolutely.
Her and Jamie were probably just laughing their whole way to this, like, okay. And, of course, no one will ever clarify, so we'll always be left wondering.
Right, which is exactly what they wanted you to do. I'm sure you think they didn't sit up and have meetings, or they didn't have a round table or a staff of people concocting how this was going to play itself out. You're crazy, you know, if you think she just went in the studio by herself, made some songs, and went behind his back and did these beautiful, you know, these videos and recorded this album. It didn't go down like that, people. So that's why, you know, I just laugh, because I'm like, I just... it just amazes me how much people get sucked up into these celebrities' marriages. And that's one thing I never did, because I'm just like, they're human. How many times have you seen them profess their love to each other and in 2 months they're getting a divorce? So I don't, I don't fall for it, you know. So do I love Jay-Z and Beyonce? Sure, I'm fans of theirs, but I could give a damn about their marriage. I could give a damn about, you know, this whole scandal. I really don't care, you know. It's like, because at the end of the day, it doesn't affect me one way or another. It doesn't support me with a check. So whatever, you know.
Completely.
So
I always just look at all of Beyonce's work as just an artist, and I don't try to, you know, connect it to her personal story. You know, it would be like a different thing if it was like a Taylor Swift album, because she does write all her songs and they come from the heart. But Beyonce doesn't always just, it's not solely coming from her. And I just look at more of a big picture kind of thing. Like, she's just telling a story. She's an entertainer. And and I think it was great in that aspect. And I think it's really funny that everyone's like, oh, they're heading for this. It's like, no, Beyonce and Jay-Z, of course, they know exactly what they're doing. And I'm sure
they do.
As time goes on, like, Blue Ivy will also be involved. I think she's going to be very, very entertaining.
Absolutely. 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 Definitely. Watch. She's going to have her own song really soon, as soon as she can really sing or put some words together. Are you kidding me? You know, they're an empire. They're an empire.
Exactly.
So,
they are. And a wonderful point that our wonderful producer, Denise, said is that she's kind of very similar to Michael Jackson in the sense that she's a perfectionist, just like he
was. Right.
And that's so true. It's just, it was beautiful visually, and it's like, who comes out with a movie, you know, about their song through it? It's amazing.
Right.
And
she's just outside the box all the time. But that's what I said. Come on.
And
Clarice,
she's able
to...
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, she's able to kind of get, because there was like poetry throughout and the songs, and it's all collaborating from other artists as well. She just is using her talent, which is her beautiful voice and her amazing performing skills.
Exactly. So kudos to her. And if you think that she doesn't have a team behind her that's helping her do all this stuff, you're crazy. So she has a team for every damn thing. You know, even somebody else is teaching her the dance steps that we love to see her do. She's not sitting up at night in the studio thinking about the next hottest move she's going to do. She hires these people for this stuff. So, you know, that's what people do when they have money and they're as big as Jay-Z and Beyonce. So, hell, that's why I said I just refuse to get sucked into it. Truthfully, I didn't even watch it. I mean, I watched the one video, whatever it was, Lemonade or whatever, because it was getting so much play the next day on Facebook. I was like, well, let me check it out. But as far as seeing, you know, the whole thing on HBO or going to titles, I was like, you know what? I really don't care. You know, whatever. I'm not beat to do that. My whole thing, I'm still trying to get over Prince. I don't care.
I still can't believe it.
I know. I know, but I don't mean to get off topic, so we're going to reel it back in, and we're going to go back to Amazing Moms. Amazing Moms. I think our producer wants us to take a break, so we're going to do that, and then we're going to come back shortly with our guest. Stay tuned.
Well,
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the LoveZoneUSA.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back here at the Girlfriend Network, where me and my co-host, Karishma, has been chopping it up. We're talking about amazing mothers and motherhood, and Karishma was talking about her amazing mom, and I was talking about my life and juggling everything that's going on with me. But we have an amazing guest that we want to talk to. So, Cadillac, are you there? Cadillac Lewis?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, I heard you're funny. Make us laugh. I heard you're funny.
I am very funny. Oh, my God. You guys put me on the spot like everybody else does.
I'm so sorry. First of all, tell us about yourself, and then we'll put you on the spot. Tell the listeners who you are and what you do.
Okay, what I do is I bring comedy, poetry, really live entertainment to the urban parts of the city. Like, you know, I go to the urban parts of town and I put on shows to educate them on live poetry, comedy, local R&B artists, local rappers, so that they know that, you know, you can follow your dream.
That's awesome. Wonderful. Can you tell all the listeners where they can find you if they want to, you know, catch you when you come to their city?
You can follow me at Cadillac Lewis on Facebook, and you can I'm on Instagram as Cadillac ENT.
Wonderful. That's awesome. Welcome to our show, The Girlfriend Network. We're so excited to have you. As you know, it's our Mother's Day special, and I know that you have two sons of your own. Is that correct?
Yes, I have two boys. One is 25, the other one is 22.
Wow, that's amazing. So how has it been kind of juggling parenting while you're, you know, traveling across the country, touring, doing your comedy shows? How has it been kind of juggling all of that?
My boys are, I'm blessed. My boys are grown. The only thing that I'm not blessed with is that I have a few grandkids, and I love them. So, it's so, and then I'm engaged, so I have stepkids, too.
Ah, congratulations.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, but every parent, whether you're a step-parent, whether you're I don't believe in saying the word step-parent. I'm sorry, because I believe my stepdad told me that steps are meant to be outside your door. And I like that thing. So his kids are my kids, and my kids are his kids.
That is amazing. Cadillac,
yeah.
I do have a question for you. This is Shahira.
Okay.
Just wanted to know what attracted you to comedy. How did you get started with comedy? How did you fall in love with it? Did you ever fall out of love with it and say, I'm not going to do it and touch it anymore?
Okay, the thing about with the comedy is me for, I've been doing it for only like 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never fell out of love with it because comedy is pain. If you look at the mass of comedy, one mass is smiling, one mass is laughing.
Mm-hmm.
One mask is smiling, one mask is laughing. That's the symbol of comedy if you look at that mask. So, in other words, I'm a widow. I've been a widow for 7 years. So now I'm getting married. Getting married again. So my first husband, he drowned and left me with my two boys to raise. So that was my pain. That was my mask that was crying. My mask that's laughing is how I take the pain that I have and I twist it and I make you guys laugh. And so therefore, that's my therapy. Pretty deep, huh?
Hello? That's great how you kind of turned your pain into, you know, your comedy and your poetry and turned it into your art. That's wonderful. How has it affected your boys in that sense? Do they really enjoy the comedy and poetry aspect of everything?
I love the fact that my whole entire family is my fans. My boys are my biggest. They're one of my biggest fans. My son, he listens to my jokes. He listens to other people's jokes, and he'll tell me, "Okay, Mom, you need to tweak this one. You need to roll that one." I mean, my oldest son, he acts like he's my dad. My he is. But me and him can sit up and crack on each other all day long. And he's a shy one, but he's just as funny as I am.
That's wonderful. Would you say motherhood has really kind of affected the way your comedy is? You kind of include it in everything? Or do you make jokes about kind of parenting and the struggles that you go through or any kind of anecdotes from, you know,
yes,
raising your children?
I just told a joke. It wasn't clean, but I'm going to keep it clean. I just told a joke about how you're expecting a baby, and when everybody finds out, they want to bring you their baby and let you see how their baby looks. And I told the girl, I was like, now, that car seat is covered completely up. Do not ask what's under it, because if you do, it is not pretty. So
it's a precious baby.
Yes. I said,
right.
I said, if you have been put in this situation and somehow they unravel the car seat, take the blanket off, and the baby looks like Benjamin Button, that is your fault.
Oh my God!
Yes,
that's a precious baby. Then, like to hear that, that's a baby.
You have three unique
beauties out there in the beginning of the, you know, you just say that they're precious and, you know, keep it polite. They have a distinctive look. You just
the
keep it stink. Precious.
So here is Toby over here. She said it stinks.
Go ahead. You could say if the baby's ugly, then they are sweet or precious. Okay.
Ugly. It's just that they're the mom or the dad knows it's a situation with the baby, so they're covering it up. So that can say precious or sweet, or she looks just like the father, because if the father has a
right.
look, it's just fun for the family.
Yeah.
Those are safe avenues, right?
Okay.
Right.
Now, in my joke, I give them three ways to get out of it if they're caught in that situation. I tell them, look, you look at the baby and you go, you look just like your mom. That's one.
Yeah.
I said, the second one is you can say, it's going to be precious when it grows up.
Yeah. Hope for a chance.
And the third, everybody uses, it's precious.
Exactly.
The same thing he said. Precious. Precious is the main. They hit you with that precious. You know your baby is ugly.
Or a little princess. Well, you have a little princess. Princess could be anything.
I put a twist on my joke though. I told him, I said the lady left the baby in the you know, I do hair. I said the lady left the baby in the car in the beauty shop with me, and the baby was horribly ugly. I said the baby looked like Benjamin Button. I said the baby hair looked like ground meat rolled up on his head. And then I said,
no.
I said,
no, you didn't.
I said I wanted the heifer to go outside. So as soon as she went outside, I grabbed the curling iron and I threatened the little baby. I said, look, you've been here before. Give me the pick three and the lotto number for next week and I won't hit you.
Mm-hmm. That's
wonderful. Cadillac Lewis, I would like to thank you so much for being on the Girlfriend Network for this wonderful Mother's Day special. Why don't you let our listeners know one more time where they can find you for any upcoming tours in their city so everyone can catch you?
Okay. Friday, I will be in Texas City at the Bourbon Street. Saturday, I will be in Austin. I will be opening up for AJ Johnson and Burman from Martin Lawrence. May 29th, I will be in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, wonderful. So, listeners, if you're in any of those cities, go catch Cadillac Lewis. She is so funny and such a hoot. And thank you once again for being on the Girlfriend Network.
Anytime, girls.
Okay.
All right. T, welcome. It's so nice to have you on the Girlfriend Network. We've been missing you.
I miss you guys.
What's happening, T?
Oh, my goodness.
I want to know what you think about, you know, like how, you know, your mom was. Because I talked about my mom. We talked about what an amazing mom Nicole was. And I know that you know, your sister is also a mom. How many beautiful children does she have? I forgot. She has quite several beautiful babies.
Four kids.
That's phenomenal.
Four children.
That's amazing. No, I was going to say that's amazing because I know she also does a lot of projects and kind of juggling parenting with all of that. It's just I admire all mothers that do that because I can only imagine how difficult it is.
It's tough. Like, I definitely appreciate my mom when I see, like, my sister. But you have some parents that are natural mothers. She has a passion for motherhood. And I admire that for her, you know, about her. She just has this passion where she can juggle getting into court early on time. She's a court officer and hearing officer. And she's able to, she's so dynamic to me. So to see her do that and then be a mom at home, it's definitely a passion. And my sister-in-law, too, that, you know, just had my niece, Alana. So I'm really, really excited, and it gives me inspiration. But they juggle. Being a mother is a job within itself. Kids require a lot of time, a lot of attention, and a lot of molding with foundation, and, you know, you have to just drag them up. So I think my sister is phenomenal. My mom is extraordinary. She had twins. She got married young, and she finished college and nursing school, and my dad was in college. So my mother, you know, really growing up, learning about how she would always give back to, like, friends and family members that were, like, homeless. Those are the things that she embedded in me, like, growing up. And I thought that was so powerful. Like, her actions really moved me. So I have a good impression of motherhood. It is a struggle, and it's a juggle because, you know, like, you know, it's just such a struggle because you don't want to compromise raising your children with, you know, with work. So it's definitely, you have to definitely be cut out for it and have a passion for it.
No, I completely agree. I think I can only imagine just because, you know, I'm not a mother yet. And I always see it with, you know, my friends who have children or my family members that have recently had children. And obviously your whole view on life completely changes.
And because I'm not there yet, I can't even imagine it, just having that complete unconditional love for someone, and you have to be completely selfless all the time because you're thinking of someone else before your own needs. Whereas right now it's kind of like, I want to do this today, and I'm going to do it, and I don't really have to worry about anybody else. And that's phenomenal to me, and I always look at all the stuff my mom has, you know, sacrificed or done for me to make sure that I had the life that I wanted, and always, you know, putting me first. And it's, I'll always admire it. And if my mom is listening, I love you a ton. And it always gets me so emotional because I haven't been in that position yet, so I don't even know what goes through a parent's mind for all the things that they do for their children. And it's phenomenal. And I love that there are days in the year to commemorate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think one of the things, Karishma, and you'll get to this point when you have children as well, you fall in love with kids. Children are, they're amazing. They'll put you in a position where it's not a sacrifice. When it becomes, well, you don't even think about yourself. You're not even an option because of the joy that they bring and the love that they share. They're very honest. My nephews are very honest. They'll tell you the truth no matter what. And you fall in love with that innocence. So it's not a sacrifice. It's just a transition. Right, Nicole?
True. Correct.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
a transition. Your loves just change.
It's so true. And then there are some days where I absolutely cannot stand my son, you know, and it's like, ugh. But it's definitely love, hate, you know, but at the end of the day, like I said, my son is a grown man, but I would still go hard for my son, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there are times that he still needs me as far as advice or whatever, and I go hard for him, and my son is 26 years old, but if he calls me, whether it's a good thing or a problem, the world stops. I don't care what I'm doing. In that moment, everything stops so I can address him and what's going on with him. So it's crazy. And I know the biggest thing that, like you ladies who don't have children yet, women are always so fearful of being a mother because it's like, oh, my God, what do I do? How do I be a mother? Well, there is no book on being a mother, but it's so amazing how your instincts just kick in.
Your natural instincts.
So I promise you, you will know what to do at the time when stuff is going down, you know. So,
you'll sense
you know,
you'll know.
Absolutely. 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 So, and nobody is a perfect mother, and nobody has all the answers, and what may work for your child is not necessarily going to work for mine, and vice versa. So, you know, it's all a
absolutely
learning
and
a, you know.
Okay.
No, go ahead, T.
And also, like, children, they're forgiving. They'll learn with you. Even if you don't know, they're patient. They know that they can feel the love. So they'll learn with you. They're not saying, you're being a wrong mommy. Or, you know, so they'll learn with you. But they know that you're there to help them. They understand the role. So even if you mess up the kid, they'll be patient and they'll work with you. I mean, you guys will grow together to that bond. But, Nicole, I do have a question for you because your son is older. What was it like? I know some mothers can't stop mothering. How do you, what was the thing that helped you say, okay, he's a grown man, he doesn't need me as much? Because as you know, when they get older, we still want to be mom. How did you let go?
Right. Well, the main thing, T, and Karishma, is I have my own life. So, and I had put my life on hold for so many years to foster my son and be a great mother, single mother to him. So, you know, I take a lot of pride and credit in that because I basically raised him alone. I mean, I had help because it does take a village. But, you know, so now I'm just like, I just have my own life. You guys know all the stuff that I'm involved in. And also, the mistake me and my family made was that my son was very privileged growing up. He never really wanted for anything. So he's had a couple of bumps in the road where we're like, okay, it's time for you to be a man. And, you know, my son every now and then will be like, a man, what's that? So I had to, you know, fall back, and I have to allow my son to figure some things out for himself if he's going to survive in this world. Like, so, and he's doing well. He's doing well. And I'm just not that type anyway where I want to be all over my son or any child. Like, I gave you what you needed for so many years. Like, if you don't get it or if you don't know it, you ain't going to know it. So, and like I said, it's important to for me in my 40s now to have my own damn life. So, and like I said, he's still under my roof. I still see him. I still get to advise him. We fight, we fuss, we laugh, we joke. So, you know, I still have, you know, some control and say in the stuff that he does, and I'm still watching over him, but I'm letting him fly as well. It's time. Because a lot, he's 26, like I said. A lot of kids his age are married. They have children already. Mm-hmm. So I take that all into consideration. So he has to find some stuff out for himself now. Wouldn't you agree, women? You know?
Oh, absolutely.
You gotta, it's like,
experience is the best teacher. I have a nephew that's
absolutely
18,
absolutely.
And I helped raise it. It was tough. It's not easy, especially for men. So it's up to us to, you know, trial and error, because we're women, and they have to learn how to live in this world and function. We can't, of course, as a mother, you want to cradle them and to
absolutely
just hug them all the time and to make right sure that everything is going well for them. But as a parent, you have to let them go to let them learn.
Absolutely. You said
it. Completely,
you said
I completely agree. As my mom had me very young as well, so we really grew up together. You know, we only have a 20-year difference between the two of us, and so she really was growing up during the whole time I was growing up. Yeah.
Same with me and my son. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's the same
yeah
thing with me and my son. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're the yeah, because it's just the same thing, and it was great. And I always tell her, like, you know, now's the time. Like, she's doing her own thing. She's really living her life. And, of course, you know, she's always there when I need her. And she always just tells me, just if you're in trouble or you need help with something, just, you know, be honest with me. You don't have to, like, hide it or kind of worry about figuring out yourself. Just come to me and I'll help you in any way I can, whether it's, you know, with advice or she might, whatever it is, I know she's always there for me. And especially because she moved away. She's back in India, so we don't even live on the same continent anymore. But thank God for technology so we can, you know, FaceTime and all that great stuff. But it's wonderful to know that no matter what, I know she's there. And even though we're kind of living really far apart right now, it doesn't change that. And I think, and I love the fact that we were able to grow up together. I love the fact that she was kind of a young mom, because, you know, I was always like, yeah, that's my mom. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, she looks like your sister. And I'm like, I know, it's so much fun. And we kind of have that relationship where I know she's my mom, but she's also my, like, best friend. She's my sister. She's, you know, everything. So it's really wonderful, and I'm super grateful for that.
Aww.
Yay.
That's beautiful.
And you turned out
okay
so well. Both of you ladies have turned out so, so well. You too, Denise, behind the scenes. So I'm really proud
yeah
to know you guys. Seriously, listeners, these are some phenomenal women right here. They're about it. They're about their business, and they're doing amazing things. So kudos to you all and your mothers who raised you.
Thank you.
Yes. And
yes
kudos to you, Nicole, because you were just phenomenal. So
I
admire you so much and everything. You're
when
just
I
constantly
sweat, I
rocking
swaffle
it day after day.
To hear her. I heard
yes
that. That's so funny. Oh,
when
my God, God.
I sparkle.
That suits you
that
well, too, T.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm getting
yes
that shirt. I'm going to get that.
All right, ladies. Can you believe it? This time has gone by so fast. It's already
it
the end
by
of our
so
show.
Fast.
It does.
And next week we have, while all the time we were talking about this wonderful unconditional love from a mother's, you know, from a mother's heart, next week we have quite a different juicy topic. It's I'm in love with a married man.
Married man.
So I think that
oh
will be quite
that's awesome. That's a good one.
That is
yeah
great. We're going to have Chaz Ellis as a guest next week discussing all things about being in love with married men and, you know, basically just all the amazing details. I already can't wait to get into it, and I know it's going to be
that
phenomenal with the three
I'm
of us.
Yeah.
And since we already talked about some side chicks today with Beyonce's Lemonade, I guess we'll get even more into it next week. So, ladies, it's been a lovely night. It's great chatting with you, and I can't wait till next week. So thank you so much, listeners. Tune in next week. It's going to be quite the juicy topic. And ladies, we'll see each other next week.
Okay. Yep. Bye. Bye, listeners.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Please, no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
And dear mama,
please, no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,